Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, it's the Steve Greer Show for Monday, April 8th, 2019. And here's three big things you need to know right now. Three. Hey, we've got some good news around here. Spring has come early and come nicely, and some are looking at the forecast and predicting a perfect season for morel mushrooms. In fact, it could be a banner year. Two. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has not seen a far-left idea she doesn't love yet, including the notion that the federal government should have complete control over my pond and mud puddles in my driveway. Nestle's put farmers and others in harm's way with just her latest stunt. And number one, the battle on the southern border is getting more intense by the day, and in the heat of it all, a sudden change at the top of the Department of Homeland Security. Kirstjen Nielsen is out. Kevin McAleenan is in. What does it mean going forward? Well, it means that we're not quite sure about who's in charge for just for a moment, but the president says it's time to get serious about the border. He's returned to his message of immigration, border security, the border wall, a fence, whatever you want to call it. We're not talking about demolishing ICE anymore. We're talking about getting to the bottom of a serious problem that everybody admits is a problem. But it's all been politicized. Everything's politicized. The Democrats would rather talk about the Mueller report, even though that's over. They talk about the Mueller report in sending out subpoenas to get the president's tax returns, of which most people don't care. Most people have more important things to do than worry about the president's tax returns. Trust me on this. Moments ago, the president has been tweeting a bit. The reason for the whole process seems to be so politicized that Democrats made up this complete lie about collusion, and none of it happened. That from Charles Hurt. The Russian hoax never happened. It was a fraud on the American people, said the president. Jerry Nadler is not entitled to this information. He is doing this to get to the Democrat 2020 nominee. So said Katie Pavlich, had retweeted by the president. It's all politics all the time, but Kirstjen Nielsen is out. And Kevin McAleenan is in. And the belief is that it might be somebody like some of the president's closest advisors making the call to make sure that he is strict on the border, to put in much stricter policies on the border. Will he get there? He may, but the battle is going to be continuous all the way through because the Democrats want to make it all political. They want to talk about the president putting children into cages, which, of course, we know isn't true. We know that the border was set up to deal with adult men, and that's the challenge that the president faces. And so does everybody in the job of being director of Homeland Security. The problem is the system is not set up. The system is not set up for what we're seeing, which is children and family units. And now he needed a change. And a lot of it, like I said, comes at the direction of key advisors like Stephen Miller. That, according to Politico, anyway. They believe that he's the one that's pushing so hard for stricter rules at the border. I'd like any rules at the border. I think it's true. I think that we need to work with Mexico any way we can. We need to slow down this tidal wave of illegals coming to our border, overwhelming everything that we have. It's not good for America. It's not good for the border states, for sure. And even, believe it or not, I was shocked to see this, but even Bernie Sanders understands. And I play this soundbite because it was a surprise to me, and it might be to you as well if you've not heard this. But during a campaign event yesterday, Bernie Sanders was asked about his plan for dealing with illegals that are coming here because of his open border policy, which he quickly refuted, says, that's not my position at all. And I want you to hear this. It's instructive because even Bernie Sanders understands there's too much poverty in the world for us to open our borders and say, hey, come on in. Bite number seven, Bernie Sanders.
How would you deal with the social services connected to opening the borders, such as health care, medical care, and
who do you think is suggesting opening the borders?
Well, that you're an activist for opening for.
No, I'm not. I'm afraid you may be getting your information wrong. That is not my view.
Okay, I apologize. Thank you. Okay.
I think what we need is comprehensive immigration reform. That is not simply. You're quite right. If your point is you open the borders, my God, you know, there's a lot of poverty in this world. And you're going to have people from all over the world. And I don't think that's something that we can do at this point. Can't do it. So that is not my position.
Not as because I can't do it. You can't afford it. It would be as he realizes that would be destructive to sovereignty, destructive to our national security, destructive to the economy, destructive to border states. It would be a dangerous and reckless approach to how we conduct our southern border. The Democrats know that as well, but they want to flog the president with this as a campaign issue that somehow the president is mean-spirited. He's a racist because he wants border security. He's a racist because he believes that border security keeps America safe. He's a racist because we say so. That's really the bottom line. He's a racist because we say so, and you must accept that. Meanwhile, going back to the other distractions at hand, like the Mueller report, big news from Congressman Devin Nunes here a couple of days ago. And he says the fallout from the Russian collusion hoax will be severe and impact many in politics and the media. Yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures, he laid it out. I want you to hear this. Bite number 8, laying out that he's seeking criminal referrals of at least 8 people to the DOJ concerning leaks, conspiracy, and everything else. Here's Devin Nunes, Bite 8.
And that's what our viewers want to know. Where is the accountability? You wrote this op-ed in the Washington Examiner, the Russian collusion hoax meets unbelievable end, where you really laid out exactly how this started and how the Clinton campaign paid for a dirty dossier, which was then penetrated throughout our government, throughout the media, to keep this narrative alive and put a cloud under a duly elected president for 2 years.
Yeah, and I would also say this is kind of a strange situation where you have McCarthyism, like new McCarthyism, that merged with Watergate wannabes. So you had unbelievable leaks that occurred across all levels of our government. You had all sorts of reporters, 90% of the press essentially was in on this. It started by dirtying up a presidential candidate, and then it went on to dirtying up a president. And you had a bunch of, I think, people within FBI, DOJ, we don't know exactly where, but they're like the wannabe, the next deep throat, the person who's leaking classified information for the betterment of all society. But in this case, it just got completely out of hand, and we've had unbelievable disclosures of classified information. And this is why we've been working so hard for 2.5 years, waiting for a real attorney general, which we have now, an attorney general Barr, a grown-up is finally in the room, and which is why we're prepared to do a lot of cleanup here.
A grown-up finally in the room, prepared to do a lot of cleanup. Now, what's going to happen here? You see, I guess I'm going to need a little bit of instruction on procedure in the House. I didn't realize that a minority member of the committee could ask for criminal referrals, but apparently Devin Nunes can, former chair of that committee, by the way. And looking to get some answers and looking to get to the bottom and looking to clean things up around here. So good news as far as that goes. We're making some progress as far as cleaning things up around here as well as we move forward. And it makes you wonder what's going to be revealed when all of these things come out. Devin Nunes has been saying for a long time that there were nefarious things going on, things that you need to know about, things that need to be revealed. And we'll find if that comes to pass. Straight ahead, David Kalman will be here, the senior counsel for the Great Lakes Justice Center, talking about the Planet Fitness case and the Michigan Supreme Court. Sit tight. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.